General Haig again.
Okay.
On the line.
Hello. Hello?
Hi, Al.
Mr. President, I talked to George. There were two sides to this discussion. It was Jerry and Les and Aaron's. Les Aaron's, Ford, Scott, and Griffin.
Right.
And they said first they were very concerned about a report in Evans and Novak that there was some a lack of support for the president in the professional party circles. And they wanted to see you and to reassure you that there was no such thing.
They're coming down tomorrow, aren't they, at 5:30 on that
Yes,
deal?
They don't know that yet.
Oh, I see.
They were scheduled to see you on Thursday, you say,
yeah.
And they wanted to raise that issue. And then second, they wanted, they felt that you should know they had a concern that we ought to come out with something. So,
come out with something, and what did he tell them?
He told them the whole tough that we were very conscious of that, and that there would be something for them. But he didn't give them any details.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was all good and constructive. And
But he said they did want to indicate that there was support despite Evans and Novak. Huh?
Despite that Evans and Novak report, they were concerned about it. And they also made a subsidiary pitch that they hoped to be able to consult regularly during this crisis period. So you've got no problems from them, except wanting
yeah.
to help.
You feel that, huh?
I do feel that. Sure, I...
Of course, Evans and Novak, they'll report whatever. They'll pick all the little nits around here and there, but the leaders, I don't think, they gave no indication of lack of support, in other words.
None at all. Just the opposite.
Yeah.
Just the opposite.
Well...
Concerned that you might think otherwise from newspaper reports.
Yeah.